Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
And my name is Bill.
So we're on day six. Day six, Fantastic Fest.
How you feeling, Matt?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
You know, I kind of took it easy the last couple days, and, you know, I'll quote-unquote only see, like, 6 days in the last 2 days. Six movies in the last today and tomorrow, yesterday. I'll learn how to talk eventually.
I already watched six.
That's crazy, man. That's awesome.
Yeah, I got up super early. I just couldn't sleep. It's weird. I have really thin pillows at home.
Okay.
The ones in my hotel are like, or one pillow is like three times the size of both of my pillows combined.
Oh, shoot.
I can't sleep.
Yeah.
So I got up at like five and just started watching screeners.
Wow.
And then AJ was like, yo, dude, I'm at barbecue.
Yeah.
I'm like, that sounds really good. Let's go get some barbecue.
Yeah, man.
Cool.
So we went to Terry Black's.
Yeah.
You got a massive beef rib.
Oh, dude, that thing was from a dinosaur.
Yeah. Yeah.
Holy shit.
It's like Fred Flintstone shit.
And I was eating that thing. I'm like, it's never going to end. Like,
yeah.
I'm just chewing this thing.
Yeah.
It took me like 15 minutes to go through it.
Yeah.
And I still haven't touched the brisket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was full.
Yeah.
Unreal.
That's how it goes, man.
Yeah.
So that was really good. Yeah, we're having a freaking blast, man.
Yeah, it's been really good.
Yeah, so we're on day six, two and a half days left to go.
We got rain today.
Yo, it's gross. It's like, this is tropical weather, man.
It's like 90 degrees out.
And it's pouring down rain.
It's pouring down rain.
We're getting drenched, and yeah, it's sick.
I know we keep on saying this, but we're really not used to this.
Yeah.
We're from the west coast of Canada.
Yeah.
This weather doesn't exist in Canada.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
Yep.
That's what I mean. Okay, so let's move on to our first review of this episode. This one is called The Death of Stalin. You're a little bit more familiar with this filmmaker, so I'll pass it over to you to talk about what the film's all about and who made the film.
So this was a big secret screening. Nobody had a clue what it was. We all walked in there blind, and we got treated to the brand new Armando Iannucci film, who I think we both think of as a film god.
Absolutely.
Slash TV god. He is mostly known for The Thick of It, which turned into In the Loop, his first movie, and then he did Veep on HBO, which everybody kind of knows him for.
Yeah.
And this is his, like, second attempt at a movie. And it's a totally different film than the rest of the stuff that you're used to. It's not quite as funny, but I think it's more biting.
It is.
So it's literally what you think it is. It's the death of Stalin.
Yeah.
And what people are going to do to try to get power after Stalin dies. And they're all just a bunch of bastards.
Yeah, yeah.
So we got Steve Buscemi, Jeffrey Tambor, Paddy Considine, the great Michael Palin.
Yeah.
I freaking love Michael Palin.
Nice.
Rupert Friend, Jason Isaacs, Andrea Riseborough, and Olga Korolenko. Yeah, this is one of my favorite films of the year.
Wicked, man.
It's a bit of a departure for Iannucci. Usually he's like a laugh out loud, everybody like invent swear words kind of guy.
Yeah.
But this one is just so deep and dense, and everybody is just on their A game, just knocking each other down.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing to watch.
And it has my favorite entrance for a character. Jason Isaacs could be my favorite, like, character intro since the dude from Inglourious Bastards. Remember?
The Bear Jew?
Yeah. But, man, this is such a fun movie to watch.
Yeah.
And you're right, it is very biting, there's an edge to it, there's a very mean spirit behind everything they do, and it's all done with like a comedic sugar coating, which makes it easier to watch.
Like the first 10 minutes is about Stalin not liking people's last names, so he makes a list for them to get killed.
Yeah. And he tells them like how to kill them.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
It shouldn't be funny, but it's funny. Because
yeah.
Iannucci's a genius.
Yeah.
And the best thing is, Iannucci was here. And I wanted to like go up and start like bowing to him. Because I freaking love Armando Iannucci. Yeah, this is another like huge thing for his like resume here.
Yeah.
I don't think it's quite as good as In the Loop. In the Loop's a really special film. That thing just clicks.
Yeah.
Everything clicks in that film. Anchored by Peter Capaldi just killing it.
Yeah.
There's no Peter Capaldi in this film, but Steve Buscemi sure tries.
Yeah.
He's awesome in this film.
He is.
probably one of the better performances from Steve Buscemi in a very long time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I think Jeffrey Tambor is really great.
Oh, he is
as like,
magical.
As, like, the straight man.
Yeah.
Who everybody just riffs off.
Yeah.
As you said, Jason Isaacs.
Yeah.
Got maybe, like, four scenes in the film.
Yeah.
Steals the film.
Every time.
Oh, my God.
He is so good. Yeah.
Yeah. I absolutely love this film.
Yeah.
And people were like, well, that kind of wasn't what I was expecting for the secret screening.
Yeah.
And I'm like, bow down.
Yeah, this is a Fantastic Fest movie.
Yeah.
Like, top to bottom, this cast and the hilarity of it, the satire, just, it's, I love this movie, man. And the really cool thing is, at the Q&A, he talked about how most of the stuff actually happened. Like, pretty much everything in the movie actually happened in the real life.
Which is really scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
Yeah, so there are events that you witness, and you're like, oh, that's hilarious, but, like, that shit really happened, dude.
Yeah.
So, that was interesting. And what was really interesting is, in the Q&A, there was a girl who's actually Russian, and she had a couple words for Iannucci. And I couldn't tell if she was down on it or okay with it. It's hard to say.
The best thing about it, I don't think Armando cared.
No, he definitely didn't.
He was just like, yeah, I'm going with what I'm just going to talk.
Yeah.
God, he was good.
Mm-hmm.
One of the better Q&As so far.
Yeah.
Just because he's so amazing.
Yeah.
And props to Everett Ezroy for the Q&A, too.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah. And he was dressed up for the occasion.
So good.
It was so funny, man.
Yeah, that's... I'm now 2 for 2 for secret screenings.
Yeah.
Last time I was here, I saw Goodnight Mommy, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And this one is... I wouldn't have guessed this if you'd put 100 films in front of me.
Yeah.
But the second we heard it, I was just internally screaming like a child.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day when we got a Nintendo.
Yeah. Yeah, because we learned... I'm going to stop myself there.
Yeah, don't say it.
So, really, really enjoyable film. Please support it. If you like Veep, if you like In the Loop, if you like comedy, if you like laughing and having a good time, if you enjoy smiling, check this out. And
they don't make adult comedies like this anymore.
No.
This is a really harsh subject that you probably shouldn't be laughing at, but it's really hilarious.
Yeah.
So good.
One thing that really got me, too, is the timing of everything. Like, whether it's a visual gag or just dialogue delivery, everything they did was, like, timed perfectly.
Yeah.
And and Iannucci talked about how they rehearsed 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
And it really shows. Like, they all had really great chemistry together, and their comedic timing couldn't have been better. It was, it's a really good time, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I really hope Michael Palin works more.
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah.
Monty Python forever, man.
Yeah.
But, one of the best films of Fantastic Fest and of the year.
Wicked.
And I'm happy we got to see it here, because I have no idea when it opens.
Yeah.
But I've seen it, so ha ha ha.
That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Right on. So big, big recommendation from both of us. Let's move on to our next review. This is for Wheelman. This is a Netflix movie. Starring Frank Grillo, produced by Joe Carnahan, and directed by Jeremy Rush.
Comes out end of October?
That's right, I think the 20th.
Yeah, Frank Grillo, great Shea Whigham,
yeah.
And Caitlin Carmichael. It's pretty much what you think it is. It's a guy driving around in a car for 80 minutes.
Yeah, pretty much.
In some really tense, bad situations that he has to think of ways to get out of. Thinking on his feet, and he's really good at it, because this movie is actually pretty damn good for what it is. You think you know exactly what it is, and it kind of is that, but it's really shot well. Grillo's great.
Yeah.
He's always great.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's very tension-filled. The car shots, it's shot really well for costing very little money, I'm sure. This is actually kind of a surprise.
Yeah, sure.
Didn't really expect much from this one, actually, to tell you the truth. But I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, man, I really enjoyed this one because it starts out very basic. It's just he's out doing a job, and in the middle of the job, something happens that changes the whole structure of his job and what he does. And he's forced to make a really tough decision. And his decision has consequences. And he spends the rest of the movie driving around trying to figure it out.
It's like the beginning of Drive.
Totally.
Where he's just driving around. He drops somebody off at a job. Something happens at that job. And then he's driving along. It's like that for 80 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really liked it.
Yeah.
I saw the midnight showing. Nobody was there.
Oh, damn.
But, I was still pretty impressed by it. It kept me awake.
Cool. Cool.
So that's another like plus for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, Frank. I think Frank Grillo is really underrated.
He is.
I think he deserves a lot better than the second tier villain kind of guy. He probably deserves to be first tier villain or even good guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really enjoyed him, and he was in The Gray. He had a really complex character there, and, you know, he was kind of a total asshole, and then it was later revealed in the movie that he was just as scared as the rest of them. He was just trying to be a tough guy.
There's that Carnahan connection, eh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was really nice to see him playing the lead role, and really good performance from, I'm blanking out.
Caitlin Carmichael? The girl?
The girl, yeah.
Yeah.
I love them. They were really good.
Shea Whigham
was really good. I love him.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah, Garrett Dillahunt. He was really good. Yeah, Garrett Dillahunt, really good. He doesn't do like a ton in the movie, but what he does is just fantastic.
Yeah, he shows up as kind of the weird comic relief and punching bag.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, and it's got twists and turns that kept me on my seat. Like I didn't know what was gonna happen. I knew what would happen at the end, but I didn't quite know how I was gonna get there.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
didn't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and a quick heads up: it's not like super action packed. It's not an 90-minute chase scene or anything like that.
No,
there are cool moments of action.
It's a dude in a car answering a phone.
Yeah, yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's almost like Phone Booth.
Yeah, pretty much.
But he's in a car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I just want to give a quick shout out to the Blair Brothers, who did the score for movies I've loved, like Blue Ruin and Green Room. They did the score for this one.
Nice.
And it's grimy and gritty, and just adds to the pulpy feel of this movie.
Cool. And Adrian officially won a Fantastic Fest with this movie.
I did. I really did.
Yeah, he freaking won it, and he's got the belt now.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a little bit about this. I have to tell this story. So I saw Wheelman, was that the second night?
Yeah.
And the biggest reason why I saw it is because I love Frank Grillo and I love Joe Carnahan, and both were here for the movie. They were there for the intro and the Q&A, and they before the Q&A started, they said, "We brought something that we're going to give to one of you, a prize." And it was Frank Grillo's jacket from the movie. And they said, whoever guesses the closest, the amount of F-bombs that are in this movie, wins the jacket. And so I asked them a question, and I knew the answer already. I just wanted them to elaborate on it.
Yeah.
I asked them how they discovered the Blair Brothers, and Joe Carnahan was really excited to answer that. And he said they worked for next to nothing. And he said that pretty much everybody who worked on this movie worked for next to nothing, just because it's a very small budget film.
Yeah.
And I guessed they dropped 195 F-bombs in the movie. And I think the actual answer was like 254 or something like that.
Wow.
And I was the closest guess. So I got the jacket, and Frank Grillo and Joe Carnahan and Caitlin Carmichael signed it with a Sharpie. So as soon as I get home, I'm going to find out how to frame that and probably hang it right next to my bed.
So awesome.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, you won Fantastic Fest.
Yeah, man.
Nothing better than that, man.
Yeah, for anybody who's listened to the show, you know how much of a fanboy I am of Frank Grillo and Joe Carnahan. So that was a really huge moment for me. To start the fest like that was just, I was like, okay, I'm ready to go home. I can just leave now.
I know. I come out of my movie and Adrian's like, I got this jacket. I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It was so cool. Totally unexpected. Piece of the movie. How cool is that?
Yeah, so good.
Yeah.
And the movie's good.
Yeah.
So catch it on Netflix.
Win-win.
Turn it up.
Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
That's
what
right.
It is.
That's right. Okay, so let's move on to our next review. This is a first-time filmmaker, right?
I believe so. It's her student film.
That's unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
So this is our student film. She's going to film school, I guess. Graduated with flying colors. This one is called Blew My Mind.
Yeah, the director's name is Elisa Abruman. And the film stars Luna Welder as Mia. A woman who... Have you seen the movie Raw?
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty much Raw without the cannibalism. Replace something else that I'm not going to say with the cannibalism, and you have Blew My Mind.
Yeah.
something goes wrong and she starts discovering that something else is happening to her body that she doesn't quite understand yet.
Yeah.
This one just blew my mind.
Oh, no. You Bam! Didn't just say that. I'm going to edit that out.
I totally did.
I'm going to beep that out.
I totally did. I went there.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
I'm so ashamed.
This only had one screening, and for some reason I thought that might be a bad sign, but we later found out that it's because it had a world premiere at another film festival.
Yeah.
They weren't contractually allowed to show it until the day we saw it.
Yeah.
So only one screening, and it's the third... The third five-star film I've given this festival.
Nice.
Complete unexpected film. I can't wait for everybody to see this one. It legit is like the film that I really wanted to see at this film festival.
Yeah.
It had imagination. The plot kept me going. I thought the acting was great. It's a freaking student film.
Yeah.
So I feel the need to like tell everybody to watch it. Like, it's perfect.
It is. It's fantastic. Like, the way they shoot it, too. The shot composition is outstanding. It's very stunning to watch. And, yeah, it's about a girl who's turning 16 and entering womanhood, pretty much. And, you know, I imagine that must be really hard on girls and females and... I think this movie tackles that and captures what that must be like. I have no idea, but...
Me neither.
I know puberty was tough on me when I was a boy, but I'm sure that doesn't compare to what we witnessed on screen. And what we witnessed was... Yeah, that's what I thought of this year. I was like, this is this year's Raw. And I don't mean to say that it's like they're the same, but like they're playing the same ballpark.
Yeah, they are kind of the same plot, but I think Blew My Mind, for what it is a better film. Just because this is her student film, and I think this one is more, it does a lot more, because Raw uses the violence.
Yeah.
This isn't really violent.
No, it's not.
It has a few scenes.
Yeah.
There's more sex in it. In its present form, it's unreleasable. It has hardcore sex in it.
Yeah.
They watch a video on the internet where you see penetration.
Yeah.
Automatic NC-17.
Yeah.
Can't be released right now.
Yeah.
So I don't know if people are going to be able to see this one. But I think it's maybe the best film of the festival.
Wicked.
Wow. I really, really love this film.
Nice.
I completely just... I was just transfixed by it.
Wicked.
It has an amazing coda scene. The ending just blew me away.
Yeah.
I had no idea where it was going.
Yeah.
I knew something was happening to her.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what was going to happen. Do not watch the trailer. It tells you exactly what's going to happen, and it ruins the film.
Yeah, don't watch the trailer. It shows way too much.
I went home last night and watched the trailer, and I'm just like, oh my god. If I had watched this before I watched the movie, it would have been half the film.
Yeah.
They ruined it in 2 minutes.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So do not watch the trailer, and just go in completely cold.
Yeah.
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 Like we all did, and got blown away by it.
Yeah. It's stunning work, man. Like, I loved it. And of course, Adrian did cry for those keeping score at home.
The girl in it, I felt so bad for her. Like, the stuff she was going through, it just felt so freaking real to me.
Yeah.
I'm obviously not a teenage girl, but I felt like everything that she was going through was like something I'd gone through in life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was intense.
Yeah. Well, I think some of us can relate on some level, you know, being out of moving to a new town, being a fish out of water kind of thing, and also trying to feel like you belong, find your comfortable footing, and some of us find it, some of us don't, and it was really exciting to watch that character go through her complete story arc, and man, I walked out of there just completely floored. I was speechless.
Yeah. Yeah, giant fist pump from Bill.
Right? Yeah, man.
I was just like, that's filmmaking, man.
Hell yeah.
And yeah, blew my mind. Wow.
Check it out.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's BLUE.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
As I said, don't watch the trailer.
Yeah. Let's move on to our next review. This one is called Downsizing by Alexander Payne. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about this film? Because they're being sold something different, right?
Yeah, so this was the closing film of Fantastic Fest. We all know that how the environment's going down the tubes, and a scientist figured out how to shrink people. And it's going to make our footprint so much smaller, and everybody's going to live happily ever after the world gets fixed by small little people living in small little worlds. And, of course, nothing is as what it seems, just like this movie. Matt Damon, Christoph Waltz. I'm going to say Udo Kier is the third build because he's awesome.
He is.
Yeah. Kristen Wiig and a bunch of other people. I've never felt so terrible after like a closing gala, maybe ever. I was so disappointed by this film. It has no idea what it wants to be. Is it a comedy? Is it a drama? I don't know.
It's none of those.
No, it has no idea what it wants to be. Matt Damon's fine, but he looks lost. Everybody in the film looks lost. It's like they lost it somewhere, and they had no idea what to do after a certain point.
Yeah, like the premise is there. It's a really cool setup. And once he gets, you know, downsized, whatever they called it, it was not interesting. And they're walking around, and you don't know that they're small when they're in that world.
No, everything looks exactly the same. And then it just becomes this weird story about Matt Damon being guilty about something, and he helps somebody out for the rest of the film. I didn't sign up for that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work. This movie feels like it was destroyed by test audiences who watched it and said, oh, I hated that ending, so they reshot that. And they showed it again. They're like, oh, I hate the middle, so they reshot that. It looks like it's been reshot four or five times. Like, everything is so convoluted, it makes no sense.
Yeah, and you suspect that this could be one of those cases where they took it away from Alexander Payne.
I wouldn't be shocked. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if that came out like down the line, because this is a huge drop.
Yeah.
Directors don't do this very often. He's got a pretty good record. And this one is just like, wow. It has like juvenile jokes in it. Alexander Payne?
Yeah.
No. It feels like a rewrite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real, real big disappointment. It got a couple of sympathy laughs out of me at first, but then I was just like, come on, this needs to end.
Did all those sympathy laughs have to do with Christoph Waltz and Udo Kier in their own little movie?
Oh, they were amazing. Yeah. They were highlights of the movie.
Yeah, easily the best part of the film. Christoph Waltz just being a complete asshole and saying whatever he wants, and Udo Kier just being Udo Kier.
Yeah.
So good.
Plays himself in the movie, pretty much.
Nice to see Udo Kier getting some work.
Yeah, yeah.
Some big movies.
That's true. Yeah. And he was there at Fantastic Fest, not for the closing, but for Crawl on Cell Block 99.
That would have been awesome if he showed up and was just like, ha, 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 ha.
That's right.
But yeah, Kristen Wiig's in the film.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah.
For 5 minutes.
Yeah. It's kind of, the trailer misleads you.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah.
Jason Sudeikis is in the film for 2.5 minutes.
Yeah, he was on set for half a day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what this film is.
Yeah.
Everybody I talked to hated it. And then I went on Twitter and people liked it.
It's weird.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah. Don't see it. When it comes out, November, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
Don't see it. It's real bad. It's like, it's incompetent is what it is.
Yeah, maybe you'll like it. It has to make sense.
Yeah.
But I don't think it made sense.
No, it definitely didn't. We're ready for the next part of our show, the lightning round. This is where we just offer shorter reviews of other films we've seen at the fest. I'll kick us off this time, because I think my list is a little bit shorter than yours.
Yeah, as of right now, I'm at film 46.
That's hardcore, dude.
Yeah.
That's hardcore.
And I still got 3 more to go.
Nice.
I was hoping to hit 50, but I could have hit 50. I skipped a slot.
Yeah.
But my magical number of 150 will be metered, will die a horrible death in Vancouver.
Wow.
Yeah, so yeah. Fantastic Fest, I did you well.
Nice.
We'll see what happens in 5th.
Yeah. So... my first movie, and I think you saw this one as well, is called Tigers Are Not Afraid.
Damn right we did.
Yeah, man.
This is the other film that we should be, like, screaming from the rooftops for people to see.
Absolutely. So, we've all seen films about the drug cartel in Mexico. Not all of them, most of them come from an adult perspective. This is about the sort of forgotten children in Mexico who are orphaned as a result of their parents getting killed in the drug cartel, and it's about a bunch of kids who are kind of forced to become a gang to survive, and they get into some shit in this one.
It's sort of like Beasts of No Nation if the Idris Elba character wasn't there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, but it's a gang. It's not just Abraham Atta it's an entire gang of kids that you completely care about, and stuff happens to them, and it freaking destroys you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I love this one, too.
Me, too.
It's, yeah, one of the great films of the fest. I rated it 4.5 out of 5.
Sweet.
So that's pretty good. Ooh, this might have been my hardest cry of the festival.
Okay, yeah.
There's a certain scene in that film that just absolutely destroyed me.
Yeah.
And I was just sitting in the corner going,
Your glasses are fogging up.
Like, oh, my God. But, yeah, it's so good.
Yeah.
I hope that one has, hopefully it has distribution and people get to see it. That's the thing about this fest. I have no idea what has distribution.
Yeah.
But hopefully all that gets it.
Yeah. I hope
eventually.
So. The really cool thing about this one is it's written and directed by Isa Lopez, a female filmmaker. And we're always proud to champion a film written and directed by a female. And she does a fantastic job. Like this, you can really feel her voice in this one. And she was there for the intro. She couldn't stay for the Q&A, unfortunately. But she talked a little bit about how the element of horror in this film is just another way of getting a message across. And that's what I love about horror films. Sometimes they carry a really strong social message, and this one does it.
Yeah, it's one of the better films of the festival. Yeah, don't have much more to say on it, except for it's not really a horror film.
Yeah.
But man, is it a horror film?
It is. Yeah.
Sort of like Scream is like a comedy.
Yeah, absolutely.
But also a horror film.
Yeah.
This is like a really hardcore story, but also a horror film.
It's a blend of stuff.
Yeah.
And the children are outstanding.
Yeah. Yeah, unreal.
So yeah, check that out. I also saw My Friend Dahmer. I think we saw this together.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. I was kind of surprised by how much I enjoyed it.
It all hinges on the lead.
Yeah.
And he's really good.
Yeah.
He's just a really weird guy who... I forget the guy whose name who played him, but his whole... I saw a picture of him in real life. You showed it to me. He's like a singer in a rock band.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's like this total like punk dude.
Yeah.
His like whole demeanor changes in this film. He's like, he like hunches over with his shoulders and kind of like bends down. He's got the long like almost like skater hair with like big old glasses.
Yeah.
And he's a freak in this film.
Yeah, and has almost no expression.
No.
Like, he's kind of dead behind his eyes.
Like, they make a joke of it in the film where they're like, oh, how about we get you to go into every, like, club picture for the yearbook, and we'll just stick you in the background looking really odd.
Yeah.
And every photo is just hit with his dead face.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
He is so good.
Yeah.
And the film's watchable enough.
Yeah.
It's nothing major.
Yeah.
But, because you don't really have the real story. It's just kind of like a thought process. Because I don't think Jeffrey Dahmer told us what he thought in high school. It's just what other people thought.
Yeah.
But, it's more than watchable.
I
quite enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah, I thought it was really cool. Yeah, the movie starts out with him in, like, his homemade lab and... He's dissolving animals like roadkill in acid because he wants to see their insides and their bones.
Don't worry. It takes a couple days because the acid's really weak.
That's You're right.
You're a goddamn freak.
Yeah. And another really cool performance from... Who's the ringleader in that? He's the kid from Death Note.
Oh, Nat Wolff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked him in this one, too.
Yeah, he was good.
Yeah.
Death Note was not.
That's right. Well, at least in this one, he gets to play a handsome hot kid.
Yeah.
And it fits him.
No, he played a handsome hot kid in Death Note, too. They didn't say it.
But he was supposed to be a nerd.
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, really? All right.
So, My Friend Dahmer, if it pops up and you're interested, check it out. I think you might enjoy it.
Yeah.
Next, I want to be brief with this one. The Cured.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Was that the one I walked out of it? And I was just like, just shaking my head at you. Just
yeah.
Like complete garbage.
It was so bad.
Yeah.
So just a little premise about this one. It's what if zombies could be cured? But they could remember everything they did.
Yeah.
Really cool premise, right?
And then they get put back into society and everybody knows that they were cured. And it's like, they're still zombies. Okay. Cool premise. Then it goes nowhere.
Then they do every dumb zombie trope you could ever imagine.
Yeah, I hated this movie.
I hated it,
and
too.
Fantastic Fest always has a film like this where I'm just like, why? Who thought this was a good pick? Not me.
Yeah.
Usually it's like a slasher film, though, where I'm just like, this sucks. I don't think I've seen any slasher films this time, actually.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, Apple Cart was kind
of... That's true, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, The Cured sucked.
It does suck.
My God. That movie sucked.
And they ask you to care about the characters, but I couldn't have cared less.
Yeah.
So that was The Cured. I watched Three Football and Souls, which you mentioned briefly on the last show, so yes. I'll try to be brief on this one. I really enjoyed this movie, man.
Not a lot of people are talking about this one, eh?
Yeah.
I really, really liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely got some heart to it.
Yeah.
And maybe some soul.
Yeah.
Oh. God, I'm full of it today.
And some balls.
Yeah, totally. I'm full of it today. But yeah, I think it's one of the really cute films that people should have saw after they saw like a really rough film.
Yeah.
Because it'll put a giant smile on your face.
Oh, totally. And the premise is wild. Like, it's four people who agree, they meet online, and they agree they're going to commit suicide together using a massive... Firework explosion. And I won't get too much into the premise of it, but I really enjoyed these characters and, like, learning about their backgrounds, and I love the result, and...
Yeah, it's definitely a great one. Glad you caught up with it, actually.
Yeah, very watchable.
Didn't know if you were gonna have time for it, but yeah, I really liked it.
Next, we both watched this one, I believe, last night, VIP.
Yeah, South Korean gangster film.
Yeah.
With, like, everybody's corrupt, or are they, or...
Yeah. You know,
typical South Korean film. it's exactly what I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It's a South Korean gangster cop drama.
Yeah.
You know every beat.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It had a bunch of endings, and... Yeah, it's all about this guy who keeps on getting away from the cops and the Americans and the South Koreans, and everybody's trying to get this guy who's just a really bad dude who rapes women.
Yeah.
Some really violent scenes of that.
Very violent.
Kind of not needed, but it's okay.
Yeah.
It's watchable enough.
It's fine.
I'm sure people will have a chance to see that.
Yeah. I like the execution of this one.
Yeah.
It was kind of what I needed at the time. It was just, you know what you're getting. It's a very familiar meal. It's like, okay, yeah, I'll take this.
With the ultimate check move for Peter Stormare, who I think probably made a couple million bucks to show up for a couple days.
That's right.
In Korea.
He was good in this one, too. Then we watched this morning, this is a repeat for you, Five Finger for Marseille.
Yeah, I ran out of stuff to see, so I watched this again.
That's cool.
It's a really good film.
Yeah.
Another one with... starts off with kids fighting, and then it becomes more of an adult story after that. It's a South African Western.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I never knew I needed this in my life, but I'm glad it's here now. I really enjoyed the story and the performances, and it's one of the most beautifully shot movies I've seen at this festival.
Yeah. And it works. It's got some problems. I think it needs another edit.
Yeah, it's got a bit of pacing issues.
Yeah, but it really works. It's almost like a Sergio Leone film.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
Another one I'm glad you got to see, because I know we talked about it before.
But one thing I wanted to mention, too, is the main villain in this one, called the Ghost, he reminded me kind of like a really badass anime villain, the way he talked. I love that guy.
His cadence, kind of like slow down and like talk and deep. Like this. Yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Speaking from like the depths of his throat. Yeah. It was really cool. So I really enjoyed it. I'd probably give it about a 3.5, maybe 4. I'm not sure.
I gave it a 4.
Right on.
Yeah, I liked it. Yeah, if it had been 20 minutes shorter, I might have given it a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, yeah. What? That's it for me.
That's it for you? So I saw Super Dark Times.
Okay.
A midnight film. I didn't have really good luck with midnight films.
Yeah.
This one starts off okay. There's four friends who go out in a park and are screwing around with a ninja sword.
Okay.
And one of them gets stabbed and killed.
Okay.
So they have to cover that up, and everything just starts to fall apart.
That sounds like Super Dark Times.
And including the film. It's not a very good film.
Okay.
It starts off okay, but then just completely dies.
Yeah.
Didn't like it at all. Pincushion.
Okay.
Story of an older woman and her daughter. They move to a town where they're just real odd people, and they don't get along with anybody because they're just so super weird. and the woman and the daughter both start getting bullied by their peer group, and I'm not going to ruin anything else other than that, but it's okay. I know people really liked it.
Yeah.
I thought it was just okay. The ending is there to like shock you, and I don't think it really got me as hard as it should have.
Yeah.
So it's a recommend, but not really a strong recommend.
Yeah.
But lots of people loved it.
Cool.
1%, which was like an Australian Sons of Anarchy without any of the skill or technical ability that show had. It's really terrible.
Yeah.
Warring motorcycle gangs. Who gives a shit? I saw 7 seasons of Sons of Anarchy, and they did it well.
Yeah.
A completely pointless film that should not have been here. I don't know anybody who liked it, and they're lying if they said they did.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Avoid that one.
Yeah.
Revenge.
Okay.
Here's my splatter film of the festival.
Nice.
Where legitimately everybody had like 400 pounds of blood in their system because they just kept on getting shot.
Yeah.
And leaking everywhere.
Yeah.
It's a woman against gets raped, and they throw her over a giant cliff, and she lands on a tree and gets impaled by the tree.
Oh, wow.
But somehow she survives and goes after her captives.
Nice.
And literally, as I said, blood everywhere.
Nice.
It's so good. Splatter, splatter, splatter.
That's cool.
This movie kind of got me in a spot where I needed a good, like, fun film.
Yeah.
This was it.
Cool.
It's really great looking, too. That's shot like a mofo.
Yeah.
Like almost looks like Australian vistas, like mountains and like desert. So good. It's exactly what you think it is. It's coming to Shudder next month.
Oh, cool.
So if you want to check it out on
that. Yeah, I'll check it out there.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Cool.
Lots of people get killed. Lots of people bleed. It's a good fun time.
Right on.
Haunters.
Yeah.
A film about haunted houses, which it was okay. Mostly because there was one guy who's so freaking into it, it's almost scary.
Okay.
And he's all about breaking the line of what people should be able to do in a haunted house. He's really into, like, grabbing people and pushing them down.
Oh, wow.
And, like, invading their personal space. And it kind of becomes a whole thought process on what's cool and what's not. Like, I don't think I'd really like that if somebody touched me. Like, the other people were like, yeah, we'll just make you like jump because we're gonna say boo. And this guy's like, yeah, I'm gonna grab you, I'm gonna throw you into a pit of piss. And I'm just like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Huh.
Yeah, it was okay. Nothing special. Juvenile.
Okay.
Didn't like this one at all.
Okay.
Nobody liked this one.
I heard that.
Yeah. It's a story about a young man who gets in trouble with his peer group, and they go after him.
Okay.
Enough said. I hate this film. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Before We Vanish, Adrian liked this more than I did, and that hurt.
Oh, no.
I found it really cheesy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kiyoshi Kurosawa was really known for his, like, stupidly hardcore horror films in the 90s. You probably saw the remakes, like Pulse.
Oh, yeah.
And this one just seemed like a really goofy comedy that, I don't know, maybe it's kind of rubbed me the wrong way.
Yeah.
But everybody was just so happy-go-lucky and weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just didn't really dig it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I didn't vibe with it.
Yeah.
Maybe on a second viewing.
Happens, yeah.
Yeah. Talk about VIP, talk about Wheelman. I think that's it.
Cool.
Yeah. We talked about lots.
We do. We'll have a couple more right after this. We have one final batch of lightning round movies we have to talk about. I'll throw it over to you.
I've only got a couple left. I saw the Fantastic Fest shorts package, and it was like PTSD. I'd already seen half of them, because I do a bunch of shorts for a festival called Spark, and I'd seen half of them already. They were all really good. It was cool to see some of them on the big screen, but I was like, oh, I'm really tired. I could have slept in.
Damn.
Yeah. And then I saw the new Aaron Katz film, Gemini, which was a complete disappointment. Lola Kirk was in it, and Zoe Kravitz.
Okay.
About a woman who is like a handler for a star who dies, and she gets blamed for the killing, even though she didn't do it. So it's one of those like murder mystery things that sort of gets really stupid.
Yeah.
Really quick.
Okay.
One of the more hated films at Fantastic Fest, I think.
It was.
Nobody liked it.
And it's a neon film, right?
I know.
Yeah. That's the funny thing about it.
Yeah. But yeah, that's it for me. I only saw a couple films yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got a few that was like catch up for me. I saw Body Heat a second time. Loved it even more a second time. Then I saw Five Finger for Marseille, which you saw earlier in the fest.
Yeah.
It's the South African Western I didn't know I needed in my life. It was really cool. The villain in that one, the ghost, he was awesome. Like, every time he talked, I was just like, yeah, that's cool.
It's a pretty competent film for a country that you don't really think is going to make Westerns.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it has some problems in the middle, and if that film was 20 minutes shorter, it'd be a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I've never heard of the people who made it, so amazing first try, folks.
Absolutely.
If you get a chance to see it, it's definitely one of the better surprises of the festival.
Yeah, and one of the most beautiful-looking movies. Like, it was shot beautifully. And then I saw Jupiter's Moon, which is from the guy who did White God.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, I still haven't seen that yet. This one is a mind-bending movie. It's... is it playing at Fifth?
No.
Okay.
Everybody said it was really weird.
Yeah.
And I wasn't in the mood for, like, really weird.
Yeah.
I was having enough problems with a straightforward plot.
The opening sequence is pretty freaking awesome, though. Like, nice. I don't want to get into too much depth, but it's just all the tracking shots that you can throw at the screen. And
some very amazing tracking shots and films at this festival.
Yeah, so I enjoyed it overall. I gave it about a 3.5 out of 5.
That's cool.
I think you'll like it more than me, though. That's just a hunch I have.
Okay, yeah.
And
if I get a chance, I'm definitely going to check it out. White God is amazing, cool. If you haven't seen it. It's kind of brutal, but it's a really... he sticks that in me. Oh my God, does he stick that in me?
Cool.
Yeah.
And that's it, man. That's Fantastic Fest 2017. I've got no recollection of the first three episodes we posted.
We're in Seattle.
Yeah.
We're on our second of three flights back to our hometown. I'm going to a different city. I'm going to another film festival. Because I'm stupid. I was sick before the fest, and I'm sick after the fest. I have no hearing in one ear right now. My throat feels like it's got knives in it, and I'm completely stuffed up.
Damn.
100 more films.
That's brutal, man. That's crazy. What was your final tally at the end of Fantastic Fest?
50.
Okay.
Well, I watched the screener of Gilbert last night.
Okay.
I just remember that.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's about all it has to offer, right?
Yeah. Talking head documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, overall, I had a really fun time. I think my final tally was like 33 or something like that.
Dude,
so
no shame in your game.
Yeah, yeah. My goal is always 4 a day, and I skipped a full day, so that's not too bad.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
You gonna come back next year?
I probably will.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the group I stay with, we call ourselves DFOD. That's Double Fists of Death.
You guys are weird.
That's right. We added some new members to our crew this year, and we just get closer and closer every year. So it also depends on what direction the festival goes in. I'm sure within the next week or two, we're probably going to see some changes. People maybe even leaving the festival.
I saw Everett at the closing party last night, and he looked disheveled.
Mm-hmm.
Like he was 5 sheets to the wind, not 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure he started drinking right after that screening.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his closing intro for Downsizing, it sure sounded like, almost like he was saying goodbye, like forever.
I sure hope not. One of my favorite people to hear introduce a film. Him and Luke Mullen.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And Annick is really cool. She's Swiss and nice. Lives in Paris, and we interviewed her. I did, and she'll be on one of those episodes. And the whole programming team is awesome. Evram is a real champion of cinema, and I hope to see him there next year.
Yeah, so do I if I go, but I don't think I will. It's too expensive.
It is.
It's when you're losing 30 cents on every dollar, it's tough.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's $3,000 for 9 days.
That's what
it's costing.
Yeah. You could go to Disneyland.
I could go to Europe for that.
Yeah, that's true.
I could go watch a couple Man U games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. All right, man. Well, I guess we should wrap it up. Where can people find you online?
I am at SoundJam69 on Twitter. Say hi.
And I am at Adrian_Charlie. The show has a Twitter account. We are at @TheGreen_Screen. And we have a website, thegreenscreenofdeath.com. Also on Facebook and iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio. Google Play, and hopefully soon Spotify.
Yeah, can I say one thing before we go? We recorded too many podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we recorded 5 podcasts in like 9 days, and I definitely feel it. And thankfully, we're not going to have to record one for a while, because my brain is absolutely mush right now. And I have to go to another film festival. It's going to be rather surreal, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, we'll see how these work. I don't know how they're going
to
sound.
I still haven't listened to our first 3.
I apologize if they're not very good, but I hope they are.
I'm sure they turned out just fine. Cool, man. Well, enjoy VIF, and
I'll come back with many stories.
Yeah, and for anybody who's checking us out, maybe if you're new to the show, we appreciate it. If you're a veteran, we love you too. So thanks for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.